Welcome to Off Topic Talk, Microcast number 6.
Welcome to Off Topic Talk, the show where we talk about hobbies, news, technology, and entertainment, or anything else that captures our attention. Please visit the website at offtopictalk.blogspot.com.
Hello everyone, this is Matt at Off Topic Talk. I'd like to thank you for joining me here at Microcast number 6. Please visit the blog at offtopictalk.blogspot.com and start picking out some full-length episodes to listen to. Speaking of which, I owe you all a quick update. I know I've been promising a regular show for a while now, and I apologize for the continued delay. I've been up against a time crunch caused by school, my grad school application, and work. I do have a new show in the works, and I expect to get it out in March, so please hang in there, and we'll be back to normal fairly soon. And now, on with the show. Courtesy of the University of Michigan website, we have Robotic Exoskeleton Replaces Muscle Work. Researchers at the University of Michigan have created an exoskeleton for the leg, which is controlled by the wearer's own nervous system. The purpose of this is to help users regain limb function, which is encouraging news for people with partial nervous system impairments. While the university has no plans to put into production a commercial model of this, the technology has proven that it is possible and feasible, which means that a similar approach could be used by other groups that do use such technology. The primary target for the exoskeleton is for people with some form of partial nerve or muscle impairment in the leg. The exoskeleton works with the existing nervous system to augment the person's leg muscle movement, providing extra strength, allowing them to regain a normal stride. The initial testing done with subjects without any nerve or muscle impairment showed that they could adjust to walking with the prototype inside of 30 minutes, and the wearer's nervous system maintained the necessary memory to readapt to the device for up to 3 days. The exoskeleton works by using pneumatic muscles that coordinate with the wearer's nervous system and muscle contractions in the leg to augment and strengthen the weakened muscle or refine the impaired nervous signals. The link in the show notes also includes links to several short videos of test subjects walking with the exoskeleton. Once again, what was once science fiction is now becoming science fact, and shows the potential to aid people who are in desperate need of a little bit of assistance to regain some level of normal functionality. This sort of technological advancement is the sort of thing that I am fascinated by and overjoyed is ongoing. Given the other advances in prosthetic technology that's going on, this shows great promise, not just for people with limited impairment in the legs, but eventually for people with a complete loss of mobility in more than just their legs. Tying these various technologies together will at some point produce devices that allow quadriplegics, paraplegics, people with limited to no mobility to regain normal functionality of their limbs. I'm still occasionally boggled by the progress that we've been making in the last few decades, and I just imagine if we've come this far, imagine where we're going to be in another 10, 20, 30 years. So congratulations to U of M's researchers on producing yet another fascinating, phenomenal piece of technology, which shows such great hope. Check the show notes for the link to the article in the video, and that will bring our Microcast number 6 to a close.
This is Sand Trooper TD0013 of a different point of view at ADPOV.net, and I need your help. Multiple sclerosis is a chronic, often disabling disease of the central nervous system that generally strikes people between the ages of 20 and 50. Symptoms can range from numbness in the limbs to paralysis or loss of vision. Progress, severity, and specific symptoms of MS in any one person cannot yet be predicted, but advances in research and treatments are giving hope to those affected by the disease. On April 14, 2007, I will be taking part in the annual MS Walk on the Wild Side, which is a 6.1-mile trek beneath the Arizona sun, and I'll be doing it in full Sand Trooper gear. Armor, helmet, boots, backpack, rifle, the works. I've pledged to raise $1,000 to fight MS. I'm doing my part to help those with MS, but I can't do this alone. I need your help. Now, until April 14th, the producers of this fine podcast you're listening to right now will have a link banner that says, LTD0013 help those with multiple sclerosis on the front page of their website. This orange and black banner will take you directly to my page on the MS Society's website, and there you can make a donation to the cause. Don't worry, it's a secure site, and I'm not asking for anyone's paychecks, just whatever you can spare. And every penny goes directly to the MS Society, and from them to the research to help those with this horrible disease. From $1 to $1 million, anything you can spare would be most appreciated. For years you've heard me talk the talk. Now I'm going to walk the walk, and you can be walking right next to me in spirit. Any support you can give would be great. For updates on my progress and debriefings after it's all said and done, keep an eye on my website at www.adpov.net. I'm TD0013. I'm from the Empire, and I'm here to help.
Music today was Less Than 7 by 37Hz, available at music.podshow.com. If you'd like to leave feedback, please visit the website offtopictalk.blogspot.com and either type in a comment or use the My Chingo button and leave me a voice message. You can also email me at offtopictalk@gmail.com.
This show is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network. That's Blueberry without any E's. BLUBRRY.com.
Off Topic Talk is produced under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike License. Thanks for listening, everyone.